Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
When the moment comes for a new project to be released by this group, I think the world sits up and takes notice, because this group has proven itself time and time again to, in a way, reinvent itself, to come up with innovative sounds, to come up with songs that really speak to the hearts of people. And we're talking about the Gaither Vocal Band and a highly anticipated project, not only because a quartet has cut a new project, but because this quartet has actually morphed into a quintet now. Mm-hmm. And we're excited to hear five incredible voices on some brand new material. And that's what Greatly Blessed is providing for us, with a street date in August of 2010. Bill Gaither is with me. And Bill, we're going to hear some good music today.
Well, I'm excited about it, Daniel, and it's, first of all, it's just a joy to be with you and share with all your listeners, I think, a project that, you know, and I know this sounds like a broken record. I've been doing this for a long time. However, I've been doing it with some pretty incredible, talented people, and so we started the tracks on this, believe it or not, 12 months ago. And
wow.
It has taken just about 11 to 12 months to get the whole thing done. So we have spent a lot of time and a lot of thought, and I think possibly we have come up with the best project that we have done for a long, long time.
And I know it probably feels funny for you to say that, because some people might say, well, you probably say that about every new project. Every artist seems to. But when you've got as much experience, and I'm talking about mountaintops and valley experiences alike with these individuals, I think what we're going to hear in this interview as we talk about these songs is these songs weren't just picked to be good radio tunes, you know, and have a good bebop to them, but they're picked because the people singing them can really convey the message from the heart and from experiences.
Well, hopefully that's the case. And in fact, our leadoff song, which is going to be our first single, was sent to me by ASCAP, a couple of ASCAP writers, Connie Harrington and Stephen Dale Jones. And when I heard it, you know, we are living in a pretty uncertain time. And I think from time to time, we need songs that encourage us to say, there's going to be a better day. In fact, this kind of music as we know it, Southern Gospel, was really born during the Depression. I don't know how many songs in the old convention books were songs like, look on the brighter side. There's going to be, you know, sunshine tomorrow. And I can sing a song, in the middle of the night. They were all songs of hope and encouragement for difficult times. And when I heard this title, but when I put it on and I heard the groove, it reminded me of an old statesman kind of a groove. You know, when I first heard Mosey Lister's There's a Happy Rhythm Keeps a Rockin' Down the Road, it was just a fun groove. And I said, I brought it on the bus, and I thought, maybe I'm just old and it appeals to me. But when I brought it on the bus, I saw Michael English eyes light up, and David Phelps said, ooh, this could be fun. Wes and Mark said, hey, this could be a fun song.
Could that view from your window be a little bit brighter? Could that load you've been carrying feel a little bit lighter? Well, hold on, that crayon sir's got a smile on his face, those clouds hanging round, no, there ain't gonna stay, keep your arms wide open, cause it's heading your way, look up yonder, there's a better day, better day. Longer.
Well, hold on,
just hold on,
that's heading your way. Look up yonder, there's a better day, better day. Heading your way. Look up yonder, there's a better day, better day, better day,
better day,
better day,
better day,
better day.
Get
those dreams you've been dreaming, find a few more believers. Song you've been singing be a little bit sweeter.
Oh, that crayon song's got a smile on his face. Those clouds ain't round, no, they ain't gonna stay.
Keep your arms wide open, cause it's heading your way.
There's gonna be a better day. There's gonna be
a better day.
A better day. There's gonna be a better day.
A better day.
There's gonna be a better day.
Keep your arms wide open.
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 Day. First track on Greatly Blessed by the Gaither Vocal Band. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Bill Gaither's with us. And moving on to another one that you talk about some older songs. When you talk about that one, how they all speak to, even back during the Depression, the convention songs talk about this. I don't know that this song goes back to the Depression days, but I'm sure Bill knows the date on this one. But it's certainly a classic in gospel music, When He Blessed My Soul.
Written back in 1939 by the writer who wrote Just a Little Talk with Jesus, Clevant Derricks, a black gospel writer. And he didn't write that many, but When God Dips His Love in My Heart, and he also wrote Just a Little Talk, as I mentioned. And this is just a fun Southern gospel song with a new little twist. And, of course, when you got a Michael English to put something special on it. And then you've got two first tenors, David Phelps and Wes Hampton, to take it home. It's a fun song.
And you can't ignore or forget about the piano work that's in here. I guess Gordon Moat,
Gordon
had way too much fun. It was not even legal, the amount of fun he had in the song.
He's great.
Jesus, wash my sin away one glorious morning. Bless my soul, and He made me whole.
He made me whole.
Ever since that happy day, I'm telling the story how He washed my sin away when He blessed my soul.
Were you all there
that blessed morning
when the love
of the Lord came down
into my soul?
To my soul, and He made me whole.
You thought you could live there.
You'd have shouted glory
to the Lamb,
to my Lord and King.
Well, you ought to have been there.
Yes, you ought to have been there when He blessed my soul.
Jesus made my spirit glad one glorious morning. He blessed my soul.
Soul, and He made me whole.
If you
Vocal band, brand new project, Greatly Blessed, releasing in August. Bill, you have the exact date?
I thought you'd never ask me that question, Daniel.
In stores everywhere.
On August the 10th, it'll be there.
And I understand you can pre-order at Gaither.com, and there's even a couple of incentives at the website if you want to go. And if you like it so much you want it right now, you can go find out a way you can get a sneak preview at Gaither.com, and we're giving you a great preview here on today's show.
And by the way, Daniel, it's been our biggest pre-sale that we've ever had, so I think there's a lot of anticipation for this, and so far, I don't think anybody's been disappointed, because I've had them to call me and say, Gaither, just when I thought you had done about everything you could do, I picked up this project, so I think it's going to be good.
The next one on the track is Love Like I'm Leaving, and it's got a great groove. To me, this song and the Better Day song kind of go, they kind of have the same groove to it. I really like them both.
My son Benjamin and a friend of his, Lowell Alexander and Jeff Sylvie, wrote this one, and I love, and this was totally their idea. I will tell you when the ideas are mine, but this one was totally their idea. They came up with an idea. You know, it's interesting. Songwriters in Nashville now get together. Two or three young folks will get into a room with guitars, and they would just start doing grooves. This idea was totally their idea. My son Benji and Lowell Alexander and Jeff Sylvie started playing around with what we call hooks. And they had this hook called Love Like I'm Leaving. You know what? We should live every day of our lives like this is the last day. In fact, it would be interesting to ask your listeners, if you knew you had one day, 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months, what would you do differently? And I think the lyric speaks for itself. I'm going to love like I'm leaving, give more than I'm receiving, laugh until it takes my breath away. I'm going to say what needs saying, pray what needs praying. I'm going to love like I'm leaving here today. It's a wonderful, practical song about how to live out the mission of Jesus if you really knew, because most of us think we're going to live forever, right? Especially, I mean, you're a young guy. I mean, when I was your age, I thought I would never reach the 70s, but I'm here, you know. And every day I ask myself, if this were the last day, how would I spend it?
I saw a quote today that said, good health is only the slowest possible means to death. I think there's truth in that. The statistic is still one out of one.
Die.
On this. Yeah, right. Love Like I'm Leaving. What a great song. New Vocal Band project's titled Greatly Blessed.
I'm gonna love like I'm leaving, give more than I'm receiving. Laugh until it takes my breath away. I'm gonna say what needs saying, pray what needs praying. I'm gonna love like I'm leaving today. I'm gonna love like I'm leaving, give more than I'm receiving. Laugh until it takes my breath away. Say what he's saying, pray what he's praying. I'm gonna love like I'm leaving today. I'm gonna listen like I mean it.
spend a little more time. Oh, the ones I love long then, slow down and unwind. I'm gonna smile at a stranger, maybe make a new friend. Before the day is done, gonna dance in the sun and soak it all in. I'm gonna love like I'm leaving, give more than I'm receiving. Laugh until it takes my breath away. I'm gonna sing what needs saying, pray what needs praying. I'm gonna love like I'm leaving today. Gonna mend a few fences, go the extra mile. Oh, lend a hand where it's needed, sit and talk for a while. Take a stroll on a Sunday, a long walk in a park. One thing on the list when it comes to the heart. I'm gonna love like I'm leaving, give more than I'm receiving, laugh until it takes my breath away.
Friends, Greatly Blessed is the new project from the Gaither Vocal Band, and it's releasing August 10th. Gaither.com is where you can go to get a pre-release, of course, in stores everywhere, August 10th, the street date. Bill Gaither's with me, and this next song is one that you borrowed maybe from the contemporary or the praise and worship scene, but you've brought it in, you've put a kind of a classical twist to this. Let's talk about You Are My All in All.
This was a David Phelps idea. You Are My All in All, obviously, is a Dennis Jernigan current praise and worship tune.
Right.
However, David and I share something in common. We love great classical music. I'm in my car. If you go in my car, you will hear from time to time some of the greatest stuff that Beethoven, Mozart, Bach, and and great writers. You are familiar with the canon in D, or most people are, and you don't even know it, because at most weddings, as the bride is walking down the aisle, is dun 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 dun. David Phelps is brilliant. He was listening to that and to the harmonics of it, and he said that fits perfectly with You Are My All in All. We did this recently on a taping for a new video on Thanksgiving, giving thanks. And it was interesting in that room. The camera went all around, catches the reaction. Even some of the biggest country music fans in there were in tears, because first of all, it's a beautiful theme. The music is beautiful. And it really ushers you into praise.
Thank you. my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. Seeking you as a precious jewel, Lord, to give up, I'd be a fool. You are my all.
That one featuring David Phelps, not only vocally, but even behind the scenes, as we heard, All in All. Speaking of borrowing a couple of songs on this project, this is one that's borrowed from your friend Jason Crabb and the Crabb Family. And what a, I mean, I can't think of anybody else who's better fit to sing this song. I mean, we all are, but where Michael is at right now, for Michael English to take the lead on this one, my goodness, this is going to, I think, become a new classic for him.
Well, you know, this was interesting because I've always loved this song. And of course, Jason does it in a very special way. And if a group is going to cover something else, another person's song, you need to bring something new to the song. I mean, if you're just going to sing it like Jason sang it, then we've already got a copy of that, so just put it down. Do something else. But mainly because of where Michael has been in his life, and for him to get his teeth around this lyric, and then with a very special vocal treatment on the last chorus, Jason said, when I heard that last chorus, I said, man, what a track. Both he and his dad, of course, his dad wrote it, of course, loves the song, and it's already been around once, and our people have loved it very, very much. But I really want them to give this a listen, because when Michael sings, my sleep is gone, my heart is full of sorrow, I can't believe how much I've let you down. I dread the pain that waits for me tomorrow when the sun reveals my broken dreams scattered on the ground. I got to take my hat off to Gerald Crabb. That is a great, great lyric, and this is a great song.
My sleep is gone. My heart is full of sorrow.
can't believe how much I've let you down. I dread the pain that awaits for me tomorrow, when the sun reveals my broken dreams scattered on the ground. Please forgive me. I need your grace to make it through. All I have is you. I'm at your mercy. Lord, I'll serve you until giving me. I can't believe the God of earth and glory would take the time to care for one like me. I've read the Bible, I've read the old, old story, how he pled for my forgiveness while dying on that tree. Please forgive me. I need your grace to make it through. All I have is you. I'm at your mercy. Lord, I'll serve you.
Project Greatly Blessed. And hey, while we're talking about Michael, we've asked for some questions from listeners, and we have Yvonne who has a question about Michael English and his recovery from surgery. And of course, the date of this taping is, here before we hit August. So you want to give us an update on how Michael's doing?
Yes. This is a pretty difficult process, and I think it was more difficult than what he thought when he went into it, because there's all different kinds of time for recovery from this kind of operation. Sue Dodge had the same operation. Many people have had it, except they're not singers. Mm-hmm. But for a singer, it takes it a while because they have to go through the neck. Now, they did not touch his vocal cords, and they didn't touch the nerve that goes to the vocal cords, but the muscles that surround the vocal cords, and then the nerve just getting over the trauma of an invasion of its area of working, it just takes time. The doctor told him in the beginning it would be 4 to 6, could be even 7 to 8 months for some people for him to get back to his top. At this stage of this taping, it's about 4 months, and he does have his lower range. But as you know, he sings in an upper range that requires a lot of muscles and a lot of energy to do. That is not back yet, so he's taking it carefully. He's going out with us this weekend just to say hi to the folks, but we do not want to damage a muscle. It is much like an athlete with a torn hamstring. You don't want to get back too soon, or you're going to have long-range trouble. He's a great singer, and we don't want to hurt that.
Next on the track list, as soon as I heard the opening lines to this, I contacted Wes Hampton. I said, is this the music to All the Gold in California?
and then you look down at the composer of this song.
That's right.
The composer of the music is Larry Gatlin, who also wrote All the Gold in California. Here's exactly how the song happened. Larry and I write quite a bit together. He called me on the phone and one day and I said, Larry, how are you? And he said, I'm greatly blessed, highly favored, an imperfect but forgiven child of God. I said, Larry, that is a song, my friend. Where'd that come from? He said, that just came out of my head. I said, what a great hook for a tune. And I said, aren't you the guy who wrote All the Gold in California? And he said, yeah. And so I said, I can hear it, you know, greatly blessed, highly favored, an imperfect but forgiven child of God. He said, well, let's try to do something different on it. And so we got in a room and we played around with greatly blessed, highly favored, an imperfect but forgiven. We played around with a lot of different things. I said, Larry, it was good one time for you before. Why can't it be good now? And let's give the lyric to the Lord on this one. He said, I think you're right. So the music is pretty close to All the Gold. And of course, the verse is entirely different music. But, you know, he wrote it. So if he wrote it, he has a right to copy himself. And so if you're saying, I've heard this before, you are right. And Wes knocks the verse out of the ballpark.
Oh, yeah, he does. It's the title track, Greatly Blessed, Gaither Vocal Band on Daniel Britt and Friends.
Greatly blessed and highly favored, imperfect but forgiven child of God. Greatly blessed and highly favored, imperfect but forgiven child of God. Greatly blessed, but forgiven child of God. Greatly blessed and highly favored, imperfect but forgiven child of God. Standing upright on God's good earth, counting my and highly favored, imperfect but forgiven child of God. Greatly blessed and highly favored, imperfect but forgiven child of God.
Gaither is my guest today, and we're listening to Gaither Vocal Band music, and a lot of this has never before been heard, but it will be August 10th around the world when the project releases in stores everywhere. Okay, this next one is a song, I know it was made popular, I'm thinking he wrote it as well, a guy that you had a hand in his early career, Don Francisco, right?
Back in 1976, the trio was traveling, and we kept adding various personalities. Our first personality was a little girl who was singing in the vocal backup group named Sandy Patty, and she got pretty good, so we kept featuring her more and more. She went out on her own, and the story is history now. And then after she left, we had people like Carmen, who came along and sang with us for a while. Steve Green was with us for a while. But in about 75, I went into the Paragon office, and Bob McKenzie said, I want to introduce you to a kid. His name was Don Francisco. He was a child of the 60s, played guitar and sang folk music, but had found the Lord. Said he's written a new song. Now, Daniel, I sat on the couch for the very first time before this song was ever recorded, and I heard this kid pick up his guitar and start singing. The gates and doors were barred, and all the windows were fastened down. I spent the night in sleeplessness, and arose at every sound, half in hopeless sorrow. And when he got to the He's Alive, can you imagine hearing that for the first time from the guy who wrote it? I mean, a song. Wow. I don't think there's a song about a resurrection that has been any more powerful than He's Alive. It blew my mind. I said, what are you doing this weekend? He said, I'm out of a job. I said, come get on the bus. He sang it for our crowd, and the crowd was on their feet. And the rest of that song is history. That was in 76. So that would be, what, 35 years? That's 35 years ago.
Yeah.
And so I said, we need to do this. I can hear Wes. Now, this is where you need two first tenors. When we get to that chorus and that thing explodes, Wes and David and Michael up there on that high triad, it's pretty amazing.
Before you hired David Phelps to sing with the vocal band, he had a custom project out. I think it was called Journey to Grace or Journey of Grace, something like that. And it had He's Alive on there, which is a great, I mean, he just knocks it out of the park, David, anytime he sings it. Did you know about that song before you hired him?
No, I did not know his version. When the vocal band does a new project, we want it to be new, and we want it, but that doesn't necessarily mean all new songs. It just means new approaches. You know, When He Blessed My Soul is an old song, but I think it's a wonderful new approach to it. And I say, if you can't add something new to it, then just leave it alone and don't record it. But I think with the vocal band's vocal ability here, when I talk about them, I'm talking not about me, but how great they are, it's pretty good.
The gates and doors were barred and all the windows fastened down. I spent the night in sleeplessness and rose at every sound. Half in hopeless sorrow and half in fear the day would find the soldiers breaking through to drag us all away. Then just before the sunrise, I heard something at the wall. The gate began to rattle and a voice began to call. I hurried to the window, looked down into the street, expecting swords and torches and the sound of soldiers' feet. But there was no one there but Mary, so I went down to let her in. John stood there beside me as she told us where she'd been. She said they've moved him in the night and none of us knows where. Oh, the stone's been rolled away and now his body isn't there. So we both ran to the garden, then John ran on ahead. We found the stone, an empty tomb, just the way that Mary said. But the winding sheet they'd wrapped him in was just an empty shell. And how or where they'd taken him, it was more than I could tell. Well, something strange had happened there, just what I did not know. John believed a miracle, but I just turned to go. Circumstance and speculation couldn't lift me very high, because I'd seen them crucify him. And then I saw him die. Back inside the house again, the guilt and anguish came. Everything I'd promised him just added to my shame. When at last it came to choices, I denied I knew his name. And even if he was alive, it could never be the same. Then suddenly, the air was filled with a strange and sweet perfume. Light that came from everywhere drove shadows from the room. Then Jesus stood before me with his arms held open wide. And I fell down on my knees and I just clung to him and cried. Then he raised me to my feet, and as I looked into his eyes, love was shining out from him like sunlight from the skies. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet release, and every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
Greatly blessed. The next track on this new project coming out is Ain't Nobody. and Bill, being an English teacher, I don't think you wrote this one, did you?
No, but I got to tell you what. I have had this. I have a hook book. This is an idea that I could, if we had an hour, I could preach about it. Yeah. I don't know how many young kids I have said, I'm looking in here at an engineer who's well-adjusted. His name is Jeff. But I can remember 30, 35 years ago, we had an engineer who just was just pretty upset most of the time. And I told him, I said, you know what? There's a happy button inside of you. I don't know where it is. And evidently, the manager of this studio doesn't know where it is. And your mommy, she doesn't know where it is. Your daddy doesn't know where it is. You're the only person that knows where it is. Why don't you go find that happy button and push it? And I know how I have preached this gospel for 30 or 35 years. Are there days when people tick me off? Sure. Are there days when people have hurt me? Sure. Are there days when people take me? Sure. Are there days when people have said untrue things about me? Did you hear that, Daniel?
Yeah,
there have
yeah.
been people who have not told the truth about me. I have two choices. To go pout about it, be sad about it, be depressed about it, or there's something down inside of me that says, ain't nobody going to rob me of my joy. Now, I'm an old English teacher, but if you want to get that message on the street, you probably got to use a street word. Ain't no, and it's a double negative too, so I have violated every grammatical thing you could violate there. But I just love the idea. I can't blame it on my mama. Can't blame it on my dad. I can't blame it on my past that everybody knows I've had. I'm going to wrap up all my questions I don't understand, and I'm going to just take the stuff that worries me and put it in his hand. And here, if you could see me visually, I have got my finger in your chest saying, ain't nobody going to rob me of my joy.
Ain't nobody going to rob me of my joy. I've got something that nothing can destroy.
I made up my mind
when it comes to this old boy.
Ain't nobody
gonna rob me of my joy.
And everybody knows I have. I'm gonna wrap up all my questions that I don't understand. I'm gonna take this stuff that worries me and put it in his hand.
Ain't nobody gonna rob me of my joy. I've got something that
nothing can destroy.
So boy,
ain't nobody
gonna rob me of my joy. Ain't nobody gonna rob me of my joy.
I think Paul and Sinclair are riding in that Roman jail with filth and mold and freezing cold and not much hope for a bail. In the dark of midnight, they sang like they were free. If they could take joy from those two boys, they sure can't take it from me.
Britain Friends, that's Ain't Nobody. The Gaither Vocal Band new project, Greatly Blessed. Bill Gaither is with us. This next song title is one word, and when you hear this song in this fresh, crisp way, it matches the word that they're singing, clean.
I grew up on a farm, and there is no dirty like working out in a hay field all day in a hot humidity, baling hay. Coming in the evening, going out and milking cows, taking care of the livestock. You are as dirty as you can get. Perspiration, animal smells all over you, hay seed up in your sinuses. I don't want to describe this too because we got good folks listening here, but I'm talking about dirty. But yeah. There was nothing like going in the evening, in the bathtub, and shampooing your hair and cleaning your body to the point you say, I am as clean as this soap and water can get me today. There's something about being clean. This is a true story, and Larry Gatlin and I wrote it, about a husband and a wife, and they are public figures, so I'm not going to even use their names. But had both been through first marriages that did not work, got married and had a baby, and they wanted their baby baptized. And the old cowboy preacher looked up at the mother after baptized the baby, said, "You want to be baptized?" She said, "Yes." And then looked up at the father and said, "You what too? You know what this means?" He said, "Yes, baptized him." And when she was talking about it, the mother, she said, for the first time in my life, she said, I've been through so much stuff since I was a kid and was baptized. But for the first time in my life, I felt clean. That's what the blood of Jesus and the water of the Spirit does for you. I don't care what you have been through. It can make you clean. I've had people ask me about people in my group, like Michael. They'd say, how's Michael doing? And I know by the tone of voice what they're saying. I said, can I tell you something, my friend? Michael is as clean as the blood of Jesus can make you clean. Now, if we don't believe that, let's take our sign down and go do something else, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the beauty of the blood of Jesus and the symbolic, wonderful symbol. It's only symbol that we have of the whole process of baptism in the water. Clean.
I stepped into the river, sank up to my knees in the mud. Oh, the preacher man took me under beneath that cleansing flood. There was something in the water, there was power in the blood. And for the first time in my life I felt clean. Oh, oh.
Felt clean. The Gaither Vocal Band's new project is Greatly Blessed. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, and what a great song. And that just goes to show that even after so many projects the vocal band's had, this is a way that not only you bring the lyrics out that tell a message in a fresh way, but I think it's part credit to the lyricist, but I think it's the way the Holy Spirit works. This message is always fresh when you hear it, and in songs like that from Clean. Now, Bill, I got to admit, when I first saw the track listing and I was kind of glancing down all the song titles, I came upon like this track 9, track 10 area we're in, and I said, what is this song? Clean Muddy Water. Clean Muddy Water. But there's two separate songs here, Clean, and then the next one is Muddy Water. So, into Muddy Water now.
My son wrote this with Roger Brown and Jeff Sylvie. And here again, these are young songwriters in Nashville who get together and play with hooks, what we call themes. And when I heard this theme, I said, hey, I think I like this. You can't quench your thirst drinking muddy water or wash your soul in a dirty stream. You can't quench your thirst drinking muddy water. There's only one well where the water is clean. Muddy water, dirty stream. There's only one well where the water is clean. And I think it's self-explanatory. I think a lot of us are trying to get clean, just hanging around the old places, you know, and doing the old things. Until you get the real water, you're never going to be clean.
Down in New Orleans on the banks of the levee, my mouth was dry and my heart was heavy. Next to me, saw that look on my face, and he began to speak. I said, through my years, I've learned my lesson. We're on the same boat, trying to get to heaven. This world is full of sin and strife. The sun, let me give you some free advice.
You can't quench your thirst drinking muddy water. Soul in a dirty stream. You can't quench your thirst drinking muddy water. There's only one well where the water is clean. Muddy water, dirty stream. Muddy water, dirty stream.
To believe how long it's been. The words he said really changed my life. I'm the first one to testify.
You can't quench your thirst drinking muddy water or wash your soul in a dirty stream.
You can't quench your thirst drinking muddy water. There's only
Gaither Vocal Band, Greatly Blessed. The new album, World Radio Premiere, is here on Daniel Britt and Friends. And next week, we'll pick back up where we left off with Bill Gaither. I'll see you back here next week.
You've been listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Each week, Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern Gospel. You can hear many of the interviews, again, online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.